Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, March 13th, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. It's a Master Your Mindset Monday. Oh, yes, it is. Happy day to all of you phenomenal people. I hope you're having a great day already. I hope you're reaching for everything that can make your day great. You know, that really helps. Starting out with a great perspective and a great attitude is a major launch in that direction. You know, having your mind made up that you'll rise above the fray, the fanatical, the unfruitful stuff, and stay focused on what is good, better, and best, and greater in life. Yeah, that can take you to a whole other level in your day. Rising, soaring, shining, all of that, but definitely going above it. And how about this, doing a real cool, smooth James Brown slide and glide away from all of the negativity. Well, speaking of James Brown, the godfather of soul, you'll probably remember one of his greatest hits called Superbad. Remember these words, watch me, I got it. I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul. And here's the real good part. I'm super bad. Remember this line? Sometimes it feels so nice, I jump back and I want to kiss myself. I love that song. I played it a couple of times before the show. I tell you, it's got me rocking with all that funky beat and all those wonderful words. Well, all right. Now, let's bridge this right here. Why are these lyrics so important today? Because we're talking about loving yourself. The art of building your self-esteem. When you think about those words from that song, it's easy to see that there was no problem with the Master Brown's self-esteem, right? He's just that bad, and he knows he's super bad. I think all of us need to feel like that about ourselves. That's my belief. It's a level of confidence. It's knowing what you've got going for yourself so much so that you can look in the mirror and say, I got it. And I want to jump back and kiss myself because I'm so super bad. That kind of self-esteem does not come easy often, but it doesn't have to be rare. Sometimes we've got to remove the blocks and build it. But whatever it takes, it's worth the building. Trust me. My radio BFF, TV host Cassandra Meg Shepherd, the superstar RRR, joins me today to talk about loving yourself. And just in case you didn't know it, she's got it. She's super bad. Welcome, Cassandra.
Hey, Silver, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous today. I tell you, that song had me going, that beat. And those words, I thought, oh, wow, how appropriate for today. You know, I know some of these topics can sound so serious and sometimes not just mind-enhancing, but mind-boggling for some people if you're trying to grasp it. But I thought this song will put things in the real perspective. You know, you can get this and you can feel awesome about yourself.
It is the power of music. And the wonderful thing about our minds is we as human beings are so susceptible to messages and images and information that we get. Having a mantra, singing a song, or anything that you go into, any place that you go into where you are reminding yourself of that, whether you feel it completely or not, you really are programming yourself. You really are. So I think James Brown had it on point today, because Superbad is just a place that any and everybody can and should embody.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I agree. And I thought about that because I know there are mantras that we all go through in the morning and throughout the day. And I thought about some of yours and mine and all of that. And I thought, this song, as much as we do love music, is worth playing on a regular basis. Whenever you might
and
think
singing
you
along
fly,
with. And singing along with, yes. Absolutely.
Anytime and you think you may be sliding in the other direction, pop on that super bad. It'll get you rocking and rolling and going back in the right direction. Well, we're going to talk about self-esteem, and I know that that's a very common term, but I don't know if everybody truly embraces what it means in its entirety, and I don't know that we can tell people that, but we certainly can tell people some of the things that we know and have learned and grown up teaching ourselves and are still becoming as far as a greater and higher levels of it. But I got it down that it's self-admiration, it's self-adoration, it's, you know, the kind of self-love where you're truly liking who you are, and if not, you're liking and loving yourself enough to change it, and then getting to that level where you do feel, you know, self-confident. And I know it comes in a lot of different ways. It's these things. Self-esteem is not something everybody's just, you know, out of the womb with. It's something that often is instilled by parents, teachers, family, church, all kinds of other influences that we have. And that's, oh my God, kudos to all those people who grew up in those environments where you got it that way. That's awesome. But a lot of people didn't. A lot of people still struggle with it. And so we're talking to them particularly, but to everybody to take it to another level. What, when you think of self-esteem, Cassandra, what comes to your mind?
Self-esteem. I really think, as you talked about loving oneself, but it's also important to be in connection with oneself, and it is not an empty, egocentrical loop and repeat that you are on, being connected to self. And it having a foundation for me is being connected on a spiritual level, because flesh fails constantly, but spirit never does. And when I think about self-esteem, I think about the indwelling spirit that enables me to be better, bigger, and bolder than my conscious self. It is the faith that I have in that thing bigger than myself, but that dwells within me, that enables me to stand when I feel like crawling, brace myself and when I don't even know how, and just to keep on going. So it really is an invitation to the greatest thing that any of us have, and that is ourselves. We are the gift that God gave. We're it.
Yes, yes. And I like that, Cassandra, because you said some things that really mean that we want to work toward a place of great self-acceptance, regardless of what may be going on, not just all the good stuff, but when you stumble, when you fall, when you fail, when you pick yourself back up, when you're hurting, when you're healing, all of that, you're still loving yourself through it. And the image came to me of how mothering or just the act of loving, it doesn't have to just be mothering, it could be fathering, it could be somebody that you love, how we treat them is typically very nurturing, very special, very caring, very attentive. And those are all of the same things that we should be doing toward ourselves when we're talking about self-love as well. But here's the challenge. Sometimes there are situations where people have had ingrained beliefs, and I also called it internal lies told to them, because you don't come into the world a bad person. You don't come into the world with low self-esteem. You don't come into the world with every opportunity just being shut out to you, or although it may appear so in many ways to people. So we have, you know, people who grow up or are growing up or have gotten to certain levels of life, and they're still dealing with ingrained beliefs and internalize about not feeling worthy, not feeling like they should have certain good things, or like the world is against them, and feeling bad about themselves. And so those beliefs and those lies are something that are things we have to try to overcome. And it's not always easy to do that. It's a great big challenge. What do you think?
It is absolutely impossible to overcome those, what I call that race consciousness. And this is not about ethnicity, it's about the human race. But it is absolutely impossible to overcome that race consciousness unless we take a look at it. We are, as I said, creatures of habit, and habitually we will do the same thing that we do based on the information and images that we have accepted without question. And it is important, therefore, to understand our core beliefs, to look at the world that we live in, to look at where we see ourselves in it. And if you don't see yourselves as magnificent and on top, you got to ask yourself, why is that? Unfortunately, many parents believe in not lavishing love and admiration on a child for fear that child will become overconfident, which is unfortunate, because if we don't believe in ourselves, then we're sunk, especially because we're teaching people who we are by how we treat ourselves, by how we be us, by how we do us. You don't have a good basic sense of self-esteem, esteem in you, then you're teaching people that you are not worthy of being respected. And you've got to know what those core beliefs are. And I'll give you an example. My mother always told me that if I went outside with a wet head, that I would catch my death of cold. Now, certainly this is even worse than just the common cold. My death of cold. I used to teach an exercise class where some of the women would come after having gotten up and showered with wet heads in the wintertime, and they never got sick. And I said, you're serious initially, you know, you can't come outside with a wet head. You'll catch your death of cold. And they I do it all the time. And it's one of those beliefs that I held, one of those patterns of thinking that I held in place. And the body's answer, God's answer, spirit's answer is always yes. So if this is what I believe is going to happen to me, yes, I would get the sniffles and runny nose and get chills, and they'd be perfectly fine. So I thought to myself, no, I won't. And my mother didn't mean any harm by it. She was, of course, trying to protect her child. But I had to look at that and many other messages that I got from well-meaning, loving parents and the world I live in, and I had to say, yeah, no, I'm not going to do it that way. I don't think I believe in the cold, because behind having a wet head or being, you know, sweating in the wintertime or whatever, you know, so I can go ahead and work. Now, I don't wash my hair and go out in the winter, because why would I? But I certainly work out and sweat and become damp and all of that and just trudge through denying sickness.
Right, right. Well, it certainly speaks, that's a great example, and it certainly speaks to the fact that we have to challenge those ingrained beliefs and those internal lies. We have to call them what they are. They are lies. They are things that have just been instilled in us, and until we change that on our own to say that's not the absolute truth of who I am, what I have to be, what can happen to me, or what I can become. And that's the truth. I remember years ago, when I worked several years at an alternative high school, and I remember a day we were going to a suburban college to do a tour. And I packed five kids, I think, to the car with me. One of the first responses they had was overwhelming joy of being in my car. They thought it was awesome. Well, the fact of the matter is, it was a Ford sedan. It wasn't a high-end vehicle, but for them, I mean, it was a new car, but they thought that was phenomenal. What was even more phenomenal, when we got to the college, when they saw these areas and this college and all that, they were totally overwhelmed with the environment, the atmosphere, the people, and all of that, which I found fascinating. When I talked to them about it, which I was one of the lifestyle, life skills coaches for the school, and so I talked to them about it because I was so surprised. And I found out this, and I think this is something important for people to know when we're making judgment and looking at people in a certain way. Most of those kids had not been with outside of about four blocks of their homes ever. And that sounds crazy to me, but they did not have exposure. And so one of the things that has to happen, too, whether you are a child or an adult, is to expand the exposure to places, people, events, and things like that so you can see the things that can be for you and the things that you become can become. But another thing I wrote down, Cassandra, was behavior checks. Sometimes we're seeking love and affirmation outside ourselves, and we should be seeking love inside ourselves. It's great when you can feel somebody loves you and they show it, and that just makes you feel all kind of good stuff on the inside. But to remember that doing things for yourself can give you all of those kinds of glowy feelings on the inside as well. Look at it that way and do it that way.
Yeah. Very true. The truth, as I see it, about outside admiration or acceptance is if you don't connect with that part of yourself, you cannot truly accept it. You cannot embody it. And some people, unfortunately, are so disconnected that they are not comfortable or become angry when people see them greater than they see themselves.
True. Well, I want to look at a few things, too, real quickly. Time flies when we're doing this. We got about 10 or 12 minutes, and I think we can get it done. I wanted to look at three things real quickly that can help us build self-esteem. I have image. I have getting into your own head, getting into your own heart. Three different. Image is easy because, in my opinion, makeup, hair, and clothing is an art that anybody can develop. Anybody can be that which we see on other people. It's easy to achieve. Got a little money, and sometimes you can just do your own homemade, putting together your hair and makeup and doing things with your wardrobe, but whatever it takes. If image is the problem with your self-esteem, work on that. I remember walking. I was coming across a grocery store lot, and a woman was coming out in a cart with a cart. And she said to me, "I wish I could look like you." She could tell we were about the same age. And, you know, I said, well, you can. I mean, I was at a loss for words because I'm thinking, look like me, when I know that hair and makeup and clothes are just a consciousness for me. It's just how I do. And I thought to myself, well, I've trained and so have you, Cassandra, hundreds and hundreds of women in that area. So it's easy to achieve. And let's just say if that's it, and if it looks like it could be it or it could give you a boost in your self-esteem, definitely do that. I see so many shows that are doing makeovers for men and for women. It's so easy, but it makes you feel 1,000% different and 1,000% good about yourself.
It also sends that message to anyone onlooking that you care, that you are at home. It makes me sad when I see women of any age or people of any age who seem to have given up, who don't take the time to present themselves. And I think about first impressions, which first impression is impossible to recreate. Those judgments are made on us instantly and are, as I said, not easily undone. The thing that we're saying about ourselves to an onlooking world. And that matters for one reason only, because we live in a world with people who are constantly looking at us and making decisions. And so, yes, it's about working whatever you have, because whatever you were given is enough. But it is, it really is about taking time with yourself. Many people have rituals of bathing that they do, baths over shower or whatever. I know when I paint my face, and I love it, I'm a fluffy girl. I love the whole process of getting ready. But I pick up on into my eyes, I tell myself that I'm wonderful and that I'm capable and that I'm able and that I'm clear of mind and spirit and that I'm going to be well received. I mean, it's this whole thing, especially when I'm getting ready to perform, that the audience is going to love me. Why wouldn't they? I do. You know, it's personal. It's when it's real, it doesn't have to be proclaimed outside of oneself. But as I said before, we're as good as it's going to get, and that is more than enough. But you've got to stay in the game of presenting yourself.
For sure, for sure. Well, the next things getting into your head and your heart are harder. Image is easy. Getting into your head and heart and changing those things, are messages are replaying all the time, whether you're calling upon them or not. Scenes of things that have happened in your life, what you've experienced, are repeating. A lot of things maybe you experienced would have, you know, kind of a personal beat down, if you will, and it may be still hurting, and it doesn't seem to stop, and you can't seem to stop it. And that can be harder. I don't like making anything we say sound like it's just an easy breezy thing. I know that that's hard. I've had to overcome myself, things myself. I used to be painfully shy when I was younger, just painfully, into my late teens even. And when I learned how to break out of that, well, they created a monster, because I never looked back at that girl. I mean, truly just never looked back at her. When I learned that I could speak up, be up, do up, go on, wow. It was like the skies opened up and the sun shined down on just me. That's how awesome it felt. So these things can be, you can do these things. You can overcome the messages, the stuff that you grew up with, all of the negativity that may be around you. But one of the things you may have to do, and that is deliver yourself from a lot of people and places in order to help this process. That's one thing, and it's hard. I had to do that as well, and will continue to do that wherever negativity impacts me. But it's a part of that process. A couple of other things came to my mind. The Being Mary Jane show, where she's always got all these post-it notes with empowering messages. And the school I told you that I worked for, the principal there, every single day, she had all of the students stand up and she'd say, grab hold of your feet, hug your legs, hug yourself all the way up. And all during that whole exercise, she'd say, now say, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. And it was so beautiful. And there were so many success stories out of that school that it was just amazing.
Well, practice makes perfect, Silver. It really does. And there's a very, we're very familiar with the faking it until you make it. It's critical to get some new information. I go to YouTube U on a daily basis. YouTube is often used to check out the latest videos or the headlines, all this ratchet stuff that's going on in the world that people want to post. But there's also all endless talks and books about self-esteem and about the mind and about thinking and about how to live. And I am plugged up, as I said, plugged in to YouTube U daily, unceasingly, so I can give myself some more information, bigger and grander than what I received as a little girl growing up in this world, on how to be and all of that. And there are not really any, these days, many messages wonderful and so positive that my soul doesn't scream, yes. But when they would come in the beginning, you just say it. Even though I didn't entirely believe it or couldn't embody it, you just say it, because practice makes perfect. And the way that we are and the way that we see ourselves and the way that we do is because we have practiced unconsciously, but practiced. So you can always, as we say, every time we talk, I don't know if there's a time that we've talked when I haven't said, change your mind, which is what these talks are about.
Of course, of course. And always a great reminder, you said it every show, that it is critical. That's why it's called Master Your Mindset, because it does involve change and changing your mindset and lots of other things, which brings me to a phrase I think is worthy of coining today. And it came to me while I was making some notes, called Me-motion. And I think it's so ideal for self-esteem, because what Me-motions means is that there's focus on me. There's focus on how I think and the things that I do. Our emotions are what is charging our thinking, because it comes in there. When we got these thoughts, they make us feel some kind of way. And so trying to teach ourselves or reprogram ourselves to be in charge of those emotions, and recognize that just because that's the way they're popping off doesn't mean the way that they've got to live in us. That takes some changing as well, because they are lying. Anytime something negative wants to keep you in that negative space and place forever, for years, even too many minutes, it's worth the challenge. So get yourself in a state of me motion, things that you think, things that you do with yourself that are going to help you master who you are, control who you are, and be the person that you need to be. Whatever those skill sets are, look for them. Like Cassandra said, she gets up every day and watches YouTube. There are massive, massive amounts of opportunity to recreate, to minister to yourself, to help yourself change in the most blessed ways. And there's no reason under the sun in this day and time not to take advantage of that. Fill your head, fill your heart, fill your life with the most positive information and feedback that you can access.
It's all available. It's all available, free and available.
That's absolutely right. Well, we're at the time where we're going to be winding up, Superstar RRR, with your super bad self. So let's tell people. Again, I know we do that every month, but some people may be brand new and maybe they didn't see the website. They may have just seen the link. Tell them about what you do Monday through Friday and some of the other things you do and how they can connect with you.
Well, you can see me being myself. Always a pleasure. outside of the Milwaukee area, I log on to fox6now.com as I sit with three people whom I adore and respect, and we talk about a whole lot of nothing in really marvelous ways. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central. And, of course, you can always log on to my website, CassandraMcShepherd.com, where there are any number of motivational, noisy videos about stuff I know so far. I am convinced, Silver, as I said before, that the only reason we come through anything is to shine a light for somebody else on the path. So it is always a pleasure to do these talks, to have these talks with you. And I would encourage anybody and everybody to find somebody with whom you can be healthy with, because not unlike food that we eat, and it makes us who and how we are, conversations, what we put in our mind, grows us and fortifies us as well. So have good, healthy conversations. Thank you.
That is right. And again, I want to thank you, because I know you got plenty you could be doing. You make the time upon each request to be here to do Master Your Mindset, and I do appreciate you for it, sis. You be blessed, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good one now. And I want to thank all of you as well for joining in today. You know I appreciate you. It goes without saying. I wouldn't be doing a show if I didn't think somebody was listening and somebody was gaining something from it. And I just always feel just totally self-confident, self-assured that you are, that somebody's getting something out of this effort. So I am going to look forward to talking to you the next time. Remember, when it comes to loving yourself, I want you to get yourself to that super bad level. And I know for sure you can do it, and you'll be super glad. Until next time, be good, be blessed, be awesome.